He is the biggest steer on record, a beef that was over 16 feet in length, weighed well over 2 tons. In fact, he was such a sight to see, the city of Kokomo, Indiana made sure you can still see him today. The story is part of our Best of 2022 series, and is next on The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed, from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1902, a calf was born on Mike and John Murphy's farm near Kokomo, Indiana. The steer grew at a fast rate, weighing a ton at 20 months of age. Old Ben, as he was known, was a regular feature at local fairs and even the state fair for people to see. But as Sherry Matlock explains, an accident put an end to Ben's tour circuit.
In 1910, that February, he was 8 years old, and unfortunately there was an accident. He slipped on some ice, broke his leg. He was not able to recover, and he had to be put down at the age of 8.
But Ben was destined to live on, in a sense.
His beef was shipped to Indianapolis and made into frankfurters, and the farmers hired a taxidermist from New York to stuff him for posterity.
At the time of his death, Ben was 16 feet from nose to tail, 6.5 feet tall at his shoulder, and weighed close to 4,800 pounds.
The farmers in Miami County kept him on the farm and showed in the taxidermied form for a few years. The farmers donated him to the city of Kokomo, where the city possibly paid $300 for old Ben.
A pavilion was built in Kokomo's Highland Park in 1989, where Ben resides today. Old Ben is truly a Big Ben, the largest steer on record.
As far as we know, that world record still remains. Back in, I believe, in the 1960s, Ripley used him in an exhibit of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
And you too can see the very large steer that once went on tour to fairs and now resides in the city park where many visitors travel each year. Traveling the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.